Thank you.
Somebody say, God loves me tonight.
God loves me.
Hallelujah. We are loved by God. You may be seated. I appreciate your prayers today. I really have felt the touch of God today. And I know God is a healer. And as a pastor, it so embarrasses me when I'm sick. I don't know why, but it does. And I literally, it embarrasses me to death. Don't ask me why. That's one of them. I've got hang-ups like everybody else, and that's one of my big hang-ups. It embarrasses me, and it does. And maybe something. Maybe you think, well, Pastor, it shouldn't embarrass you, but it does me. But I know God is a healer.
Amen.
Sister Judy, there's many times that God's brought me back. Many times He protect me. One of these days, I'm going to write a book on how God is protecting God. I can tell you things that God has intervened in so many times in my life, and I know it was God. He's a protector. He's a healer, a mighty mover. He never lets you down. He never fails you. If you need that touch, not cast your cares upon the Lord, because He cares for you. Give the Lord a good hand tonight. We're going to go ahead and change the service this evening. Give our singers what you give them. Wasn't the worship wonderful? Would not they do a good job? Amen. Tonight. I appreciate our brothers in the Lord. I do so much. I appreciate Brother Jack this morning. And you don't know what it makes a pastor feel like when he's under the weather and he knows he's got a man of God that will just, you don't know. It's a comfort that only a pastor could know about. And I appreciate Brother Jack. Amen. It's also good to know that there's still preachers. We have a Brother Massengill. Am I right? Is it Massengill? Bob Massengill. Give him a hand. Good to have him with us tonight, too. I asked Brother Jack this Thursday night. I said, Brother Jack, where's all the young preachers at? I've asked other pastors this. When I was starting out preaching, every church I knew had four or five young preachers. The church I was in had, I was the least of the five preachers. I was the most inexperienced and the least. And to my knowledge, I believe I'm probably the only one of the five still preaching. That's sad. Where are the preachers today? We need them. It's time for men and women to say, I'm stepping up, taking what God has for me to do. But it's a great honor to have our ministering brother with us tonight to break the bread of life. And I want you to give him your attention tonight as he brings forth the word of God. And I know that you will. Lift him up in your prayers and let God minister to you. Now, Brother Ralph Tennyson, come on up. After you know me for a while, I still won't get your name right, brother.
Thank you, brother.
God, here you go. We love you.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I feel right at home.
Come on.
You should feel right at home anywhere God's people
are. Amen.
Right,
amen.
Brother Jack? Amen. I enjoyed that good singing. I tell you, I feast on that all night. It's an honor to be with you. We
bless my brother, Lord.
Have a good report. We just come from Michigan. We was in Somerset 5 nights at Tabernacle Assembly. Then we went to Monroe Full Gospel there in Monroe, Michigan. On this trip, I won more souls, the Lord did, than any time I've ever had.
Praise the Lord.
That's what it's all about. Souls. 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 Give the Lord a praise offering. Amen.
Yes, it is.
God is good. Thank you, Pastor.
Bless my brother, Lord.
The Lord told me today, before I leave here, I want to lay hands on you and pray for you.
Amen.
I mean, God said put your hands on him. And
obey the Lord, brother.
I said, Lord, you put something in these hands because I don't have anything.
Bless
I couldn't
Lord.
Heal a fly, but God's going to touch your pastor tonight.
Praise the Lord.
God said that, I didn't. God's going to touch your pastor tonight.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Stand for the reading of a word tonight. Turn to Psalms chapter 40. Obedience to God and His will brings blessing to those who will believe now. That's the title of my message.
Amen.
Obedience to God and His will.
Uh-huh.
God has a will.
Yes, He does.
There's a permissive will of God. There's a perfect will of God.
Amen.
I want to be in the perfect will of God. Have you ever been a permissive? Yeah. I didn't stay very long. I repented and got back in the will of God.
Come on.
Because in the permissive will of God, God don't owe you one thing. Probably won't bless you much.
Come on.
But tell you, when you get in the perfect will of God, all heaven's behind you. Amen? Thank God for his goodness. David is having a prayer here. There's never been a time like today.
Right.
We need prayer.
Amen.
We can have preachers and evangelists.
Right.
But honey, we need prayer.
We do.
Amen. Prayer moves the hand of God.
Amen.
Somebody said prayer changes things.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, man.
Moves the hand of God.
My friend, prayer changes you and I.
Amen.
I thank God he changes things. But prayer changes you and I.
Yes, amen.
Amen. We had the privilege of being in a wedding with this man here yesterday. I said, man, he looked familiar. But he hadn't got up behind that thing, so I didn't really recognize him. We had a wedding yesterday. Tyler and Tracy King was married up to the Springdale School. Had a great time. The Lord really touched our hearts together.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for... when Jesus visited that first marriage in Cana of Galilee, he put his approval upon it.
Yes, he did.
And whatever you do, pray for this couple.
Amen.
Amen. I had several weddings like your pastor, and some of them I humbly say and scaredly say, some of them I don't think it lasts till they got home. I really don't. They didn't love a bit more than
come on.
Well, better stop there. Psalms chapter 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined and heard my cry.
Yes.
Father, I thank you tonight for this church.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the pastor,
yes, Lord.
Sister pastor, and teachers, and yes, board members.
Yes, Lord.
Not easy to pastor this day and time.
Yes, Lord.
About half the people carry their feelings on their shoulder.
Yes,
the rest don't have much. But Lord, thank God for those that's real. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's the ones we want to work with. That's the one that's going to build your church. I pray that you'll bless tonight. Thank you for touching the pastor. He's my pastor tonight. I'm here. Thank you for touching my pastor. I believe you're going to make him whole.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Said it, Lord. I didn't. So I'm going to praise you and thank you. There's one here lost tonight. Save him.
Yes,
there's one here backslid. Bring him back home to God.
Yes,
there's one here that's lost a vision, lost a drive. Doesn't matter to them anymore if the pew's empty or if there's 25 or 100, doesn't matter to them anymore. That's the person we want to minister to tonight.
Yes.
We come to encourage them, come to exhort,
yes,
and come to try to build them up.
Yes, Lord.
And try, Lord, because we're all low enough, I want to get higher in the Lord.
Yes.
I praise you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you like. Tuesday night, we minister right around the corner. And... our brother speaks awful well of your pastor in this church, Brother Van Johnson. We had a great service over there. In fact, I'll just preach anywhere they let me preach. Amen. I'd rather have a building, but trees are for me. Because when he called me, he didn't call me to any special place.
Amen.
When God calls you, he just calls you.
Right.
Amen. Some people got to have a padded pew and a pretty pulpit. I'll never forget when we started the church in Middlesbrough. Started in the Red Men's Hall, Jack. And we didn't have any music. One man come in and says, I pray a Lord, play the Lord can. I said, how in the world you play a Lord can? He said, well, I'll show you. He got him a string and a stick, and he played that Lord can 3 weeks. We were very happy with that. Paul said, whatever state you find yourself, there we have to be content. We're not content today, Teddy. Seems like we've got to have this and got to have that. But I feel the good love of God here tonight.
Bless the Lord.
I love you, appreciate you, and I want to be your friend.
Yes.
I want to be your friend now, I want to be your friend when I leave.
Yes.
But I believe in the word of God, and I thank the Lord. But I had this message on my heart real heavy. Now, David began his prayer right. You know, if you begin your prayer right, you'll probably end up right.
Amen.
But if you start your prayer complaining, you'll probably end up complaining. I want you to know something. I still believe God meets every need we have.
Amen.
Not our wants. I get them mixed up sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But he meets every need. That's what Paul said in Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So, the David said here, I waited patiently for the Lord.
Amen.
You know God answers every prayer you pray.
Yes, he does.
Every prayer.
Amen.
Yes, no, and wait a while. I have trouble that wait a while. I kind of like your car. You go say, when did you want it fixed? Yesterday, really, I wanted it fixed.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're that way about God sometimes.
Yes, we are.
And I want you to know that God is still able.
Yes.
He is still listening.
Uh-huh.
And you may have to do like Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3.
Come on.
Moved in that miry clay, and every time he'd move, he'd go down a little deeper.
Come on.
But the Lord come unto him the second time.
Oh, yeah.
I feel there's some people here tonight, Pastor, needs to hear from the Lord the second time.
Come on.
They're like the man that he saw, but he saw me in his tree. But it's when he got the second touch, Jack, he saw more clearly.
Yes, he did.
How many want to see more clearly tonight?
Oh, yes.
I do. Amen. Amen. I thank God. Our brother asked where all the young preachers is. I went to Bible school a little bit in Detroit there on Five Mile and Finkel. And there was 85 of us. And I believe about 60 of those has changed their doctrine at least 5 or 6 times. They fell for the name and claim it, you know. Put a big Cadillac on the refrigerator and it's yours. Or give this and you get that. Neighbor, I got news for you. This whole book don't change.
Come
amen.
Now,
I thank God for it.
Yeah.
But I want you to know something, friend. A lot of our young preachers has fell out of the socket. Amen. Some of them fell for the skirt. Some of them fell for more money. Some of them just fell. Amen. I was presbyter, about 8 years over in the common section from Monticello to Mount Vernon all the way to Llewellyn, Kentucky, up above Everett's. And we had 14 churches. And I tell you, that 8 years, I learned more about churches. I learned more about preachers, Jack, than I ever thought I'd ever learn. Hey, man, there were some of them pastor called, some of them mommy called, some of them the dog called, some of them this called, some of them nothing called. They just went. I'll tell you some of the biggest messes they got in. I learned more in that 8 years, Pastor, than I'll ever learn. But I want you to know something. I'm glad, glory to God, there's still a few putting their shoulders to the plow. They're not looking back, glory to God. I want you to know God is so good to us. I seen her sister standing up here, and I couldn't help but think I borrowed her dad's car to get my driver's license. And Shorty had an old Chevrolet car, and I passed my license real good, made almost 100%. But he sent me down there and had a tail light out. And I said, why'd you do that? He said, didn't know it. We go way back. God has been good to us. But I thank the Lord tonight and want to talk to you the importance of obedience to God. I realize if you listen to man, you'll be one way one day, and one day the next day you'll be something else. Now, I want you to know if you listen real clearly, you can still hear that small voice that the man went back in the cave of Adullam, and honey, there he cared.
Amen.
He wasn't in the whirlwind.
No.
He wasn't in this or that, but that small, still voice. Now, I'm convinced tonight he's still speaking hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I come to get a blessing. I come to be a plus. Amen. How many come to be a plus tonight?
Yes.
Amen. I say that everywhere I go. Because yesterday, about a year and a half when I was first saved, I wasn't even a good minus. So I want to make sure I'm a plus tonight.
Amen.
If I have to crawl all over this altar, if I have to pray for everybody in church, I come to be a plus. Amen. If I want to do that, Jesus has got to be in the arrangement.
Amen.
And you're right, Pastor. The Holy Ghost is going to have to lead. Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible says, and I feel that shouting tonight, but it says in verse 2, he brought me out of a horrible pit. Hey, amen. I want you to know something, Fred. I believe I was the lowest of lowest of low. And God reached down and got this old country boy. Picked him up and tied the blood to his life. Dusted him off. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, friend. He put a new song in my heart. Amen. I don't like those old songs. I used to be a Hank Williams fan. Amen. I tell you, cold, cold heart and all that stuff about run me crazy when I was growing up. But I want you to know something. I got a new song tonight. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I'm glad tonight. He said he brought me up out of a horrible pit. Out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, glory. That rock is Jesus, amen. It's not a denomination. It's not an evangelist. It's not a pastor. Honey, his name is Jesus. I'm glad tonight, honey, when you get on that rock, it don't shake, it won't crumble, but you got to keep your eyes upon the Lord. Can you say amen? I said you got to keep your eyes upon the Lord. If you come to my house, you'll find this saying. My wife, which went to be of the Lord about 2 years ago, the 13th of November, you'll find this on many walls. This was her favorite verse. I've never moved it, don't plan on to. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 2 and 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in God Jehovah. Honey, I got news for you. We need to trust the Lord tonight. God is still moving. He's still saving. When I was there in Monroe, I couldn't believe it. I preach, you got to be born again. Amen. 25 come down. I prayed to several of them myself, but I want you to know conviction was there. It seemed like our churches don't have convincing, and they don't have conviction they used to have, because our altars many times are dry. I've got news for you, honey. I still believe we need to get back to weeping and praying and seeking God, and God will bring our children in.
Come on.
Woo! Oh, amen. He brought me out of a horrible pit. Amen.
Amen.
Out of that miry clay.
Yes, he did.
And set my feet upon a rock.
Oh,
no wonder you said in Matthew 16, verse 16 through 18, he said, I'll build my church.
Yes.
Upon this rock. Oh, not on Peter. He said, upon this I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But honey, he's shaking today. I never seen so many preachers sick. I never seen so many cancers. Amen. I have a son that has a cancer, lives over in Greenville, got a good job, makes all kinds of money, no problem with money. But honey, he got cancer. They went 3 months ago, about 6 months ago, had cancer over here, had surgery, said we got it all. Go back 3 months later, said no, it's over here and it's spread. It's up in here. Amen. He went down, he had to make a decision, if I could share this, brother. And he went down, he said, well, you're going to have radiation, you're going to have chemo, you're going to have one or two, or take a shot. He said, well, rather than to drive back to Kingsport, Johnson City, he said, I'll take the shot. That one shot, my friend, $38,000. He said, I got to come up with $7,200. Honey, I thank God the insurance paid a lot of it, but that's too much. There ain't a shot in the world worth that. I don't care what it's got in it. About every 28 days, it switches, and when it does, it puts him down. Pray for Randy when you pray.
Amen.
He loves the Lord with all of his heart. Right. He's one of my great helpers, helped me build, my friend, 5 churches, remodeled 3, started 11. Thank God, I'm saying it to God's glory. He was active in every one of them. I just didn't leave him to take over a Sunday night service or a Sunday morning service as anybody. He was capable, so he's a man of God. But I want you to know the devil's attacking people that believe anything at all.
Amen.
If you believe anything at all, you're in a battle.
Yes.
Now, if you don't believe anything, you need to get saved. Amen. Anything at all, if you believe anything at all, there's a battle going on. And I got news for you. John said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Brother Mason Gill, everything's going to be all right. Amen. Keep your eyes upon the Lord.
Amen.
I like that. Other than John 3:16, this is the greatest verse I believe there is. I thank God for that. And when he says these words in verse 2, my friend, he says something else. He said he set me on a rock. And right here I want to spend a minute. He established my going. This pastor don't need any more people in here tonight. You say, hold it a minute. Brother, I got news for you. I'd rather start with 3 that's with me than 150 don't know nothing, don't know where to go or what to do. Come on. I've been a pastor many years. But I want you to know something. Thank God for those that's here, brother. Appreciate it. But I want you to know something tonight. God is looking for people to get established.
Amen.
If you're going to get established, honey, you got to be a student of this book.
Amen.
I mean, you got to memorize it. You got to quote it. You got to pray it. You got to think on it day and night.
Yes.
Because it still works.
Amen.
It'll not only clean you up, John 15:3. Now you're clean through the word which I speak unto you. I thank God for the cleansing power.
Amen.
Of the blood of Christ. Hebrews 9:22.
Yes.
Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Honey, you got to have the blood applied to your life. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Now help me here and I'll be done in about 30 minutes. If you don't, I'll be up here kicking, snorting, and floating around. And they say, what in the world is he trying to say? Honey, I'm trying to say Jesus is real.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to say. I said Jesus is real. I want you to know something. This verse I just read, he brought us up out of a horrible pit. Pastor, he brought us for a reason.
Yes,
he didn't just bring us up and say, I saved him, I saved her, I delivered her from drugs, I delivered him from alcohol. You're looking at a converted bootlegger. I'm not proud of it, but neighbor, there are 2 men that I run with for years. One of them got killed on the railroad track drunk. The other one was died crazy house in Lexington. That could have been me, Brother Massengill, but I took another route. Hallelujah. I thank God for it. I met an old man on a street passing out tracks. You'll probably never catch me without a track. Amen. Fishing or hunting or whatever. I've got a track. Amen. I like that verse they put up. That verse 5, First Peter 5:7. I've had it on thousands and thousands of cards down at the bottom. Casting all your cares on him. Honey, God cares for you. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter where you've been. Honey, it's where you're going that counts. Amen. But I got news for you. He brought you up for a reason. That's why we serve him. That's why we love him with joy. That's why we work for him. That's why we want to serve him. But if you're going to serve him, you must be established. Hallelujah. How am I going to get established, Brother Tennyson? Be in church on Sunday morning, Wednesday night, Sunday night, be it whether Thursday night, whatever it is. I have to watch it anymore. Everybody has church at different times. But I want you to know something. Make the house of God what he wants you to be in Hebrews 9:25. It said, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, such as a matter of some do, but in so much more as you see that day approaching. Honey, Jesus is coming soon. Keep your eye on Israel. Keep your eyes on Iraq. Keep your eyes on Iran. Keep your eyes on all the Egypt right now. My friend, it's about ready to happen. Ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen. I believe whatever we do, the Bible says do quickly. Amen. How are we going to do it? We need to lay aside every weight and every sin Amen. That does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Yes. Everybody here has got a race tonight. Amen. In my 1 Corinthians 9:24, said, he that runneth in a race, let him run all. He said, some run that they may obtain a corruptible crown. He said, don't you do that. He said, you so run that you may receive a good crown, not a corruptible. And Paul finishes up with this, verse 27. He said, I bring this body under subjection, that lest when I preach to others, I myself be a castaway. Honey, it can be one thing in church if you're not careful, and there's people out there that'll help you be something else. I've got news for you. I believe you should be a Christian anywhere you're at. I believe people should know you're saved. If somebody happened to ask me if I was saved, I'd probably get on my knees right there, Brother Jack, and repent and say, now what did I do? What did I say? How did I act that made them think I needed Jesus? Honey, we need to wear it in our hearts, on our face, on our mind. And I believe people will know if you're saved. Can you say amen? Give the Lord a hand tonight. Oh, thank God. So he wants us to be established and establish our going. Now, if you're not going, he don't need to establish you. I'm convinced that God wants us to go. Psalms 126:5-6. He that go forth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again bringing his sheaves with him. That's what we need to do. Said he'll doubtless come again. But you got to go. You got to go. So let's go for Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 7:24, Jesus speaks to us all, saying, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Amen. It's not in the hearing. It's in the doing, Brother Massengill. And doeth them. Listen to it. It says, let me start again. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. Matthew 7, twice it says, verse 16, you shall know them by their fruits. Verse 20, you shall know them by their fruits. Verse 21, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of God.
Amen.
It's doing, folks.
Amen.
Evidently, somebody's been doing it. You wouldn't have been here this long. Thank God for this beautiful building. Thank you, thank you. You know, when I look at a building like this, Brother Jack, what I see what I saw up on Common Avenue there. I see what I saw in Columbia, what I saw in Jeffersonville, what I saw in Trenton, what I saw in Clinton, where I built my first church. You spell it in four words. Sweat, blood, and tears. And a lot of prayer. That's what you're looking at. Sweat, blood, tears, and a lot of prayer. Isaiah 28:16. This is what we need now. Getting down to the nitty gritty here. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion. I like this. For a foundation. Honey, you got to have a foundation for your life.
Amen.
Don't tell me to quit this if you ain't quit.
Come on.
Don't tell me to be faithful if you're not faithful.
Amen.
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 Don't tell me to go visiting if you ain't visiting. Pastor coming out, brother. You got to bear with me. Been in it almost 50 years, and I say this humbly. Please don't think it wrong. I feel like I'm in kindergarten. I feel tonight I'm in kindergarten. I'm just starting, brothers. I feel that. Because when you get to thinking, you, well, the Bible said, beware when you think you stand, lest you fall. Better make it Bible, I mean. So, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. A tried stone.
Amen.
Oh, listen. A precious cornerstone.
Yes.
A sure foundation.
Uh-huh.
Honey, are you sure you're saved?
Hallelujah.
Are you sure that John 17:17 has even entered in your mind yet? Listen to it. Sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is true. We need that. Didn't somebody get the Holy Ghost without getting sanctified like giving a man a 38 special? Let the hammer bang. Sanctification. Church of God used to preach that a lot. Assemblies of God never did. I belong to that. In fact, I belong to two. I belong to one down in Florida. Don't make me any better. Don't make me any worse either. But the Bible makes it very plain. We need a sure foundation.
Uh-huh.
We need a tried stone. See, you'll never grow until you try to your limit.
Come on.
If you knocked on 5 doors last week, you need to knock on 10 this week.
Amen.
2 of my prime pupils in my ministry is Brother Herman Gilley and Brother Wade Hughes. Some of these folks have come to the church when they was there. Those two men and I, merciful, thankful, knocked on 100 doors every Saturday. No wonder we got up to about 425, average 365. We knocked on 100 doors, rain or shine. Those two men become my greatest pupils. I've had a lot to go out under, so I believe Cincinnati County 22. They're pretty well over Kentucky and Michigan as well. Some of them fell by the wayside before they got their wheels turning. And I thank God many of them still are going on.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 3:11 says, for other foundations can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank God. John 10 tells us, says he's the door.
Amen.
If you try to get up any other way, you're a thief and a robber.
Amen.
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 If you try to get up any other way.
Yes.
I like that. Thank the Lord. 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God stand sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his.
Amen. Yes, he does.
Amen. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Honey, when you get saved, I said saved, born again. You don't have to question where 2 Corinthians 5:17 is real or not. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Amen.
Behold, all old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Somewhere between being saved and being new, we've lost a lot of converts. Pastor, if you ever find out how to keep men, please write me a registered letter. I'll come down and cry. And they'll come for a couple Sundays like they're going to take the whole city. You won't see them for 3 months. But then the world's done got its lynches back in them. You know that's the truth. 1 Timothy 6:19. Laying up in store for thyself a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. I didn't used to keep notes, but I find myself lately like one of my dogs I've got, I got two rabbit dogs, and one of them will just start running every which way. I don't keep them very long like that. I find that if I don't keep notes down in, that I find myself rabbit hunting. So I like to stay with the message. When do you get 78 and see what you do? I'm thankful for the Word of God.
Amen, amen.
I've been blessed. 10 years ago, I had brain surgery. I think I told Janet, maybe your husband. Laid there in St. Joe's Hospital. I couldn't quote a verse till I got the Holy Ghost. I'd write them down. Sometimes I'd write 50 times to get one verse. I wanted the Word of God. Until I got the Holy Ghost. Then they just, as I read, because John 14, verse 26 says, but when the Comforter's come, he'll guide you, he'll teach you. Bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you.
Amen.
He'll do that. So I couldn't do nothing. I wanted the Word of God so bad, but I just couldn't get it. It's like playing a guitar, man. I'm jealous of these boys playing the guitar. I have to admit, I pray about that always. Man, I paid a guy in Corbin, a Church of God preacher, I paid him good money for about 3 months, and I finally got sorry for him. I said, brother, I just can't get it. I paid him. He didn't do it for nothing. So I admire you fellows. God bless you. But anyway, I was laying there in St. Joe's Hospital. I'd had about 11 hours surgery. I had a brain tumor here. They took it out. Didn't find cancer. Thank God for that, or I'd been gone. But laying there with tubes here and here, and I think I had about 7 different tubes in different places. Laying there, Brother Jack, I just woke up. I didn't know my eyes were crossed, but there was. I grabbed my wife's hand. Folks, when the devil gets you down, he'll work on you.
Yeah. Amen.
And as I laid there looking up at the ceiling, I grabbed Sister Tennyson's hand. And she didn't know what it was, Janet, but she knew something was wrong. The devil was trying to steal every verse I knew. And honey, he would have done it. I said, he'd have done it, sister. But my wife didn't know what was wrong. She knew something was wrong.
Come on.
She began to pray.
Come on. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God is a good God.
Amen.
If you think he won't rob you of your blessing, I had one man to come to my church, Troy, England, there in Notown, come to the big church. Could sing better than anybody I've heard. I mean, he could sing, play music. And he had the Holy Ghost. And tongues bothered him. And Troy England prayed the Lord would take away tongues. And he did. But guess what? He could sing a lick. I buried him and his wife both at Black Mountain. Jack, he not only lost the tongues, but he lost his singing. You don't play with God. I don't know why I'm saying that either. I said, you don't play with God, sister. So that man lost his, and for 3 or 4 years, he'd say, preacher, I'm praying the tongues will come back, but they won't come back. Can't get it. Him and his wife both. She was a wonderful person, but that man lost. Now verse 3, let's go to verse 3. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Look at me tonight. Whatever you are, somebody sees you.
Oh, yes.
You may be the holiest person in this church, and I hope you're not that holy because you get self-righteous. But I hope you're holy.
Amen.
Are you listening? Honey, God sees you.
Yeah.
And if you're the biggest hypocrite, adulterer, fornicator, or whatever, God sees that too, Peter.
He sees it all.
Yes, I said, God sees it all.
Yes, he does.
But he says he put a new song. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I like his singing, and I could just sit over and enjoy that all night. And that fellow tears me up, that horn. I love a horn, man. And that French harp, my brother was... I never walked. I had a brother who was crippled. You remember him, Janet Ray.
Yeah.
Never walked. But he used to play a years in nursing home down Mountain View, Duck's Pine. But that French harp, he'd play that harp. So I thank God for French harps. I thank the Lord for the horns. Keep playing it, brother.
Amen.
Keep
amen.
Playing it. So he put a new song. I like that.
Yes.
May we look at this closely.
Come on.
You're known by the song you have. You're known by the joy that you have. Nehemiah chapter 8, the last paragraph of verse 10, says the joy of the Lord's your strength. Most of you are smiling tonight. Don't frown. I don't rock this boat. It's going right on down the road.
Come on.
Smile where you feel like it anyway. Amen.
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 This shows the Lord is in our life. And
amen.
There's something. See, the world's not frowning.
Amen.
No. Pills won't give you a smile.
No, they won't.
Alcohol won't give you a smile. More partners won't give you a smile.
No.
Are you listening? But Jesus will give you that smile.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, this song of the Lord is sometimes loud and noisy. I thank God for that. I have five boys. And one of them went to be of the Lord several years ago in a car wreck. Larry, Janet, you remember him. But when them boys go to play ball, yeah, I go to ball games once in a while. Reminds me one time, I won't name the name, preacher Jack knows him, but I prayed over the ball game. That's that the Lord to watch over our boys, you know, and be safe. This preacher got on the radio next day, and man, he tore me to pieces. I said, Lord, forgive him. Help him, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Help him, Lord. He's going on to be the Lord. Psalm 33:3 talks about this song. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillful with a loud noise. I can play with a loud noise, but that skillful leaves me out.
Amen.
It might take you, Tavia. It wouldn't take me. So we've got our special song. Hallelujah. I'm studying today, and the Lord said, make sure you get this verse in. Psalms 37:23 is one of my favorite verses. Said, the steps of a good man is ordered of the Lord.
Amen.
Whereby he delighteth in his way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
One of my sons called me the other day and said, Dad, you still on the road? I said, yeah, you want to come and drive me? Come on. Amen. I can outdrive any of my boys. Amen. I appreciate them worrying about me. Nothing wrong with that. But the Bible talks about this song, Psalms 144, verse 9. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, and play an instrument of 10 strings. Will I sing praise unto thee? Oh, thank God. No wonder David said in Psalms 150 five times, he said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Then the sixth verse, he said, let everything that... praise the Lord.
Praise
so if you're breathing tonight, you need to praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you want to get out of depression and oppression, begin to praise the Lord.
Amen.
It brought Paul and Silas out of the Philippian jail.
Uh-huh.
And it bring you out of oppression and depression.
Amen. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe you're one like I had in every church I had, two or three, that had self-pity kicks. I'd tell you about every 3 months, I'd have to take them aside and they'd say, what's wrong? You're not praising the Lord, and you're not faithful. What have I done wrong? I try to blame myself, and that helped. And they said, well, nothing's wrong. I said, yeah, there's something wrong. Just self-pity. I don't know about you, but self-pity never got me nowhere. It might help you, but it didn't help me. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead and smile. Won't Psalms 149, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And praise him in the congregation of the saints.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I like the way you praise the Lord. I'm sitting in front because if I sit in the back, I see things I shouldn't see, and I'm a little bit critical. I think if you're saved, you need to praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's different. I don't expect people to praise the Lord like I do. It wouldn't work for you and him. But I believe everybody, I believe anything that has any life will move once in a while.
Amen.
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 push the bottom boat, he'll kick and squirm until he dies.
Uh-huh.
As long as you've got life, you need to make some kind of right. Amen? Don't let me get nervous. Better move on. So that new song, he said, put my mouth even praise unto our God, and many shall see it. I like that.
Uh-huh.
And fear and trust in the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Does your song bring people to Jesus? Does your song make people want to come to your church?
Come on.
Does your song make people want to go to the nursing home?
Come on.
To jail?
Come on.
The song that you sing,
yes,
sends them one way or the other.
Yes, it does.
Amen.
In fact, your life,
yes,
causes people to want to come to church or not.
Come on.
All right. I'm glad. Revelation 15:3, and they sung the songs of Moses and the servant of the Lord,
right,
and the songs of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy wonderful, thy works, excuse me, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thy King of saints.
Amen, amen.
I'm glad that John looked up one day, Big John 1, verse 29. He said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. I'm glad my sins are gone.
Amen.
Verse 36, same thing. Behold the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Check it when you get home. I'm glad for the Lamb of God.
Amen.
I'm glad.
Amen.
You may be here tonight and 1 John 1:7, you may need real bad. Amen. Because I'm convinced the verses we're going to use here in a minute, Matthew chapter 5, it says, if we walk in the light, verse 7, 1 John, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
I'm glad for that.
Amen, amen.
Matthew chapter 5, on the Beatitudes, after Jesus pronounced 9 blessings, he said blessed 9 times. And then he said in verse 13, he said, now you're the salt of the earth.
Amen.
Everybody here, we're to be salt. Salt many times isn't accepted very well. Sugar is, but not salt. Salt preserves. But he said if that salt has lost its savor, Jack, it is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out, trod under the foot of men.
Amen.
Right on the end of that, verse 14, this is what I like for our churches to be. Said you're the light of the world. You're the light here in Tashville.
Yes.
I was raised around Tashville. I had a little Snodgrass cut. Me and Milton Painter and J.C. Birchfield, some of y'all may know some of them. Buddy, we worked our fingernails to the bone to get chauffeur. We'd hit that railroad track. And son, we'd come here. We'd find a way to get to the show. That's all we wanted. B. Mars, some of y'all may know him. He'd take about 13 boys. We'd get on that old truck he had, and we'd take our lunch. We'd go down to Lost Creek, and they played us, I believe, 2.5 a day. We'd cut sprouts all day long. All Lost Creek, on the left side where all them houses are, I walked most of that. We worked over about 3 years to clean that off. We cut sprouts that high. So I'm really half Tasman. Learned to plow right down the little Snodgrass cut. We farmed down there on the halves. How many ever farmed on the halves? You raise 2 rows, you give 1 to him. That's a poor living, friend.
Hard way. Amen.
But we made it. We was looking for hog killing time. Looking to sell that banker. I've been there. But I'm not sorry. I was raised as poor as old Joe Turkey. Like Paul said, I've learned to be a mess. I've learned to be in want. But God is so blessed.
Yes, amen, amen.
I think time you appreciate those good old days, you have to realize what it was.
Amen.
My parents never took me to Sunday school one time. My dad never took me to Sunday school one time. He wouldn't go to church. My dad didn't give up much in the church. But 3 months before he died, I walked in the Middlesbrough Hospital. He's in 204 on the second floor. Drove all the way from Michigan, cried most of the way, Janet. My dad was lost, almost 80 years old. I walked in that room and I said, Dad, I come to try to lead you to the Lord. My dad got angry at me. I mean, he got mad. My dad gets mad, you just better kind of stay a little ways away, you know. And I left crying. I said, Lord, I come all the way from Michigan. See, my dad was raised, I hope I don't bust your balloon. Once you get saved, you can't get lost. My dad was raised like that. My dad was a horse trader, a good one. I've seen him lose home, go down to the jockey ground there where there used to be the tanneries, Brother Jack. Take an old mule that could hardly get down there and come back with a good horse and a pocket full of money. My dad was a trader. I guess that's where I get mine. I love the flea market. I love to talk to people, Pastor. Witness to them. And I went back the next morning. I looked down. That's when I walked in the room. My old dad was crying.
Come on.
Because I told him, Dad, you're not saved because I didn't know how to witness. I hadn't been saved long. I said, there's too many broad patches between here and there. I walked in that room and my dad was crying. He said, son, you're right. I'm not ready. And 3 months before my dad died, he gave his heart back to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So you don't get too old, friend.
No, you don't.
I've led him 94, 97 to the Lord. But oh, it's so hard after they're 50 years old. God loves them as much as he does a little baby. But honey, they get so many calluses. Jack, so many calluses. So many calluses. It's hard for them to do anything with. I don't know why I sure did, but I want to tell you, Jesus saves, doesn't he?
Amen.
Verse 4 says, blessed is the man, getting ready to close. Blessed is the man that trusts in the, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lie. I like that.
Amen.
I like that. Now, if you have your Bibles, turn and close, and if they'd come, get a song. This message took a different turn, but I'm just letting our brother said, let the Holy Ghost lead, and that's what I tried to do.
Amen.
Chapter 5 of Matthew said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek.
Amen.
And one of the greatest verses of all tonight is verse 6. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst. Many of our churches, ones that I've pastored anyway, and a lot of churches I've preached in the last 3 years, I've been retired 3 years, it seemed like they've lost their thirst. I just left Somerset and he said, you know how many years you've been coming here? I said, Brother Adam, I sure don't. He said, this is your 32nd year. I went to Monroe, Michigan, Brother Josh Raines, and boy, Harold Raines got a church, $1.5 million, looked every penny of it. He said, you know how long you've been coming? I said, have no idea. He said, your 27th year. Start down the little storefront right down on, almost on Kentucky Avenue there in Monroe. I'm glad that God never changes. I said, I'm glad that God never changes.
Amen.